We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
All right, we're talking about the kingdom of God, and we're talking about specifically the will of the kingdom. We're in Luke, the 12th chapter. We've read verse 32. I want to read it again, and then we're going to read on down through several verses. We found out that Jesus said, "The kingdom of God will supply your every need. You don't have to take thought by saying, but seek the kingdom, and all these things will be added to you." Then verse 32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Now, look at verse 33. He said, "Sell that you have, give alms, provide yourselves bags, which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither doth moth corrupt." Now, here is where most people get the idea that when we give in the offering, we're laying up treasures up in heaven. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm going to burst your religious balloon here. Here, it seems to say that. Now, let's look at it again. Sell that you have, give alms. Now, remember, Jesus is speaking to poor people. He was preaching to the poor. He said, "Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Now, I'm almost sure that Jesus had some people say some things that they've said to me. I've had some people say to me, "Well, now, I just don't have anything to give. What do I do?" See, this is the way of life. Jesus said, "Give and it shall be given unto you." This is the way the kingdom works. It works opposite from the world system. World system, they tell you to grab and hold and keep all you get. But Jesus said, "Give and it shall be given unto you." Now, I'm sure that he's talking to some people here that didn't have anything to give. And he said, "Sell something and give." In other words, if you don't have a seed, see, it's the law of seed time and harvest. God's kingdom works on the principle of the laws of seed time and harvest. You sow a seed and you reap a harvest. You plant corn, you're going to get corn. You'll never get tomatoes planting corn. You'll never get corn planting tomatoes. Now, that's simple, but it's profound. It's a truth that runs throughout the Bible, not only in physical things of the earth, but in spiritual things and all of the other things, finances and everything else. That's the way it works. This is the way the kingdom works. This is God's divine method that He's devised for the earth, and that's the way it works. You may not like the way it works. You might wish it didn't work that way, but I'm sorry to tell you. Well, no, I'm not. I'm glad to tell you that is the way it works, and it'll continue to work that way because God designed it that way. That's just the way it works. You know, I heard Hugh Smith say this, and I'd never really thought about it, and I thought it was good. He said, "Some people think that Jesus just said these things, or it's that way because Jesus said it." He said, "No, Jesus said it because it's that way." Now, you ought to get that. I'm going to say that again. Some people believe that Jesus, because Jesus said these things, it made it that way. But it didn't. It was already that way is the reason He said it. These are God's laws. This is the way the kingdom works. Now, Jesus said, "Sell something that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags." Now, stop and think about what He said. Sell something. If you don't have any seed, sell something. Get you some seed and give it. And you've planted and you'll have a harvest. Now, notice what He said. Provide yourselves as bags. You're the bag. You're the container that's going to have the treasure in it. Yourselves. Provide yourselves bags that wax not old. How many of you ladies have a purse that's not any older today than it was when you bought it? Now, if you raise your hand, we're going to pray for liars. No, it started getting old the day they made it. And it's been deteriorating ever since. The only part that grows no older is the human spirit. He says you'll provide yourself, or the heart. The heart is the bag that waxes not old. You store these treasures in your heart. And it provide, in other words, here's what He's saying. Sell something you have and give in the offering. You've planted a seed. Now, once you give it, start saying. See, the scripture says, give and it shall be given. That's future tense, isn't it? But once you've given, then it's present tense. It's not shall be given unto me. It's thank God I have given and it is given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men given to my bosom. I sow bountifully and I reap bountifully, and my God has made all grace abound toward me, that I, having all sufficiency of all things, I do abound to every good work. Thank God there is no lack. Jesus is my Lord. He is the good shepherd, and there is no lack. Now what am I doing? I'm storing these treasures on a plain where they'll wax not old and where thieves won't corrupt. Satan can't steal it, and moths can't corrupt it. It is unfailing on that higher plane. Now, this word heaven here is what misleads people. He says, treasures in heaven. Now, there's three words, Greek words, that's translated heaven. One of them means just above the earth on a higher plane, and that's the word that's used here. Then there's the mid-heavens, and then there's the highest heaven where God's throne is. This word for heaven here just simply means a higher plane. The idea is a higher plane. He said, provide yourself as the bag that waxes not old. See, the Apostle Paul says, the outward man perisheth, but the inward man is renewed day by day. See, it's the inner man where the treasure is going. You're not sending your offering to heaven and get it back when you get up there. What in the world would you do with it when you got it up there? Gas won't be $1.30 a gallon in heaven. You won't need your money then. You need it now. Here on this planet Earth. God's telling you how to multiply it down here by kingdom principles. You don't have any seed, sell something and give. I remember Kenneth Copeland said he was in one of Oral Roberts' meetings, and Oral was talking about seed time and harvest, and he wanted to give an offering so bad and said he didn't have a penny. And they gave him a pencil to fill out the deal in the offering envelope. So he just put that pencil in the offering envelope. and somebody came up and gave him a $10 bill. Then before the service over, he run caught the usher and took the pencil out and put the $10 bill in there. See, he took his seed and planted it. And somebody said, well, I don't have enough to help that fellow in the offering. It's not a matter of helping that fellow so much as it is planting a seed to help yourself. Then as always, somebody said, oh, I know why you're giving. You're just giving to get. That's like walking up to a farmer saying, yeah, I know why you're planting that corn. You just want more corn. Yeah, that's the way it works, man. Seed time and harvest. That's the way Jesus said it works. Now listen to what he says. Now verse 34 just caps this thing off. It says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now just turn that around and listen to what he's saying. He said your treasure is in your heart. Your heart's not in heaven. I mean, he's talking about the heart down here, the spirit man. Your spirit's not in heaven. Your spirit's here on earth. He said, in your heart is where the treasure is. Now listen to what Jesus said in Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 34 and 5, along there. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. The good treasure of his heart. Storing your treasures in your heart here is what he's telling you to do. The treasure is the Word of God. You're being obedient to God's Word and confessing it and proclaiming it. Now, you know, you can take a fellow that never gives and he can confess all he wants to. It's given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. He'll not get any supernatural help because he hadn't been obedient to the Word of God. See, you have to be a doer of the Word. It's when you are obedient to the Word and begin to confess what the Word said that you receive what the Word said you could have. Can you see that? So, where your treasure is, or the treasure is in your heart. That's simply what he's saying. The treasure's in your heart. Well, it's given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. This is the way the kingdom works. The kingdom of God is as if a man casts seed into the ground. Now see, that's Mark the 4th chapter. We'll get into that in one of the other sessions and we'll talk about it. Because we're going to show you specifically and scripturally how the kingdom of God within you works. It's working that way daily. The problem is many Christians have not been sowing the right kind of seed in it. The kingdom of God's if a man casts seed into the ground. And some of you have been sowing kookaburras and Johnson grass and ragweeds and wondering why you hadn't been getting a bunch of vegetables in your garden. I can tell you why you're not getting it. If you don't like the harvest you're receiving, check up on the seed you sowed. I'm going to say that again. If you don't like the harvest you're getting, check up on the seed you're sowing, because the seed you're sowing is producing the harvest you're getting. Now, you may not like it. You may wish it wouldn't, but it is. And I can tell you right now, some of you need to start praying for a crop failure. You've been saying some things that's wrong. But if you gain the knowledge of the kingdom of God and how it operates and begin to simply do what the Word of God says, it'll change your life.
I'm so glad you could join us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. We've taught on the kingdom of God. Now, before I leave the broadcast, let me remind you this is the last day for CD offer number 7230. It's entitled The Gospel of the Kingdom. It's two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
The gospel is good news. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation not only means being saved, it means deliverance, preservation, healing, and soundness. It is the will of God that we be healed, delivered, set free, and have abundance while we're here on this earth. Jesus said to pray. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, Jesus said, pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He said, pray, thy kingdom come. Because when the kingdom of God set up on earth, it will be on earth as it is in heaven. Well, it's not set up here yet, not the literal kingdom. But the kingdom of God came in the hearts of men when they were born again. And that causes us to be able to tap in to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you. Jesus said the kingdom does not come with observation. But he said, behold, look, the kingdom of God is within you. In other words, there's a spiritual kingdom set up inside you when you're born again that you're able to tap the provisions that God has made for you. We make a demand on the provisions that God made for us through Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then in Luke, the 12th chapter, Jesus said, fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So he has given us the kingdom. It's available to us today. It's set up in the hearts of men. If you're born again and Jesus is the Lord of your life, then you're able to tap into the provisions of that kingdom.
That's CD offer number 7230. The Gospel of the Kingdom. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling. Total of $19.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area. Word is working.